Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. After he, Jesus, appeared to his followers in Jerusalem, he showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." And they went out, they got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" And they answered, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and he jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Now, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And so he said to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything, and you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. And after he said this, he said, "Follow me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Back to the seashore we go. Back to the seashore with the disciples, yes? Back to where life was changed forever. For those who fish for fish. Those whom Jesus called to follow him to fish for people. Back to an ordinary fishing day where lives changed for those who fished for fish. This is our story today. John chapter 21. Now last week, John chapter 20, resurrected Jesus appeared among the disciples, offering peace and giving the disciples, remember Thomas, what they need, a witness to what God has done, raising Savior Jesus and all people
from death into life.
So far, the disciples have seen the Lord and my God, twice so far. They have also witnessed resurrected Jesus, whom they saw nailed to a cross, wrapped silent in the tomb, and now appearing to them, feet on the floor, wounds still visible, breathing the Holy Spirit on them, offering peace. What might the disciples expect next from resurrected Jesus? How about a heavenly chorus? How about trumpets? Oh, how about more miracles? What would we expect from resurrected Jesus if we saw him right here, right now? Well, we would not probably expect another ordinary day, which is where we find the disciples next in the storytelling from the Gospel of John. You just heard it. What a story. Back fishing for fish, back to the sea, doing what they had done when Jesus first called them to follow. Back to the basics of boats and nets and fishing. "I am going fishing," Simon Peter calls, and so into the boat they go, and they catch nothing. Disappointing fishing day. Someone is calling from the beach, "Children, you have no fish, have you? Cast the net on the other side of the boat, and you will find some." The disciples do not recognize who is calling from the beach, but they take one calling from the beach up on the suggestion. Seems reasonable. Fishing isn't going very good on the left side of the boat, so not out of the ordinary to reconsider. So they cast their net on the other side of the boat, and the net fills up with fish, so many fish. The disciples cannot bring the net into the boat. One could stop the story right here. It would be enough. We could stop and say, we have a witness. We are seeing what God can do. Those who hear God's voice and follow live lives filled with what we need and more: grace and love, life and peace, an abundant life that is filled with what God intends. This is what comes from a resurrected Jesus. This is what is expected. One could stop and say, alleluia. But then we would miss out on the next part of the story, breakfast on the beach. Simon Peter, can't you see him? Looking onto the shoreline while attempting to drag in a net full of fish. Can't you just see Simon Peter with that expression of, aha! Coming from sea salt covered face, the disciples see him. It is the Lord. I don't know. Was it the net full of fish that helped the disciples see Jesus? Was it poor us? We can't seem to catch any fish attitude. Rerouted along with the net from one side of the boat to the other side of the boat that helped them see Jesus. Was it voice recognition? Wait a minute. Is that Jesus' voice I hear? I know that voice. Was it hearing Jesus' voice that helped them see Jesus? Jesus, is that you I see on the shoreline? Jesus, you are building a fire. Fish and bread? Is that you, Jesus? It is the Lord. Can't you see? Simon Peter leaping from the boat into the sea, struggling to get clothes on to his naked body. Whew, too much information. John, so excited to swim to shore to see resurrected Jesus. And there Jesus is, a fire going. Jesus bringing what is needed for a basic fish fry breakfast. Fish and bread, inviting the disciples to bring some of their fish too from the net so full they are dragging it behind the boat. And once on shore, the disciples know this is the Lord. Resurrected Jesus appearing among them for the third time. No heavenly chorus, no trumpets, rather, something even better. Breakfast on the beach for one more teachable moment from Jesus. Not what they expected, but exactly what is needed from resurrected Jesus. Yes, the abundant catch could have ended the story, but breakfast on the beach is needed so that Jesus can ask Simon Peter and all the other disciples and all of us, do you love me? Do you love me? In other words, do you love God? In other words, do you know what loving God means? Dear ones who fish for fish, dear ones gathered for a breakfast fish fry, dear ones who gather around the communion table, do you know what loving God means? Loving God and saying yes to loving God means feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Not the expected breakfast on the beach conversation starters. Now, tending and feeding sheep for shepherds is as ordinary and as expected as fishing is for people who fish. The invitation to tend and feed sheep from Jesus, sent from God, is extraordinary, not expected. Do we hear Jesus offering this unexpected invitation? Feeding and tending whom? Lambs and sheep? This is shepherd talk from Shepherd Jesus, and Jesus is inviting those who fish to tend to lambs and sheep. So much livestock. Wait a minute. Jesus, did you not ask us to fish for people? Is that not enough? Just bring people in like a full net, gathered together for worship, maybe like right here, right now. You are resurrected Jesus. Can't we just bask in your presence, Lord? Oh, how about once a week? Once a week, our bellies full and content, and just be at peace. After all, Jesus, did you not offer peace? Peace be with you every time you have showed up. Jesus says, feed my sheep. Oh, dear, resurrected Jesus, what are you asking us to do? In her book, Bread and Wine, A Love Letter Around the Table, author Shauna Nyquist helps us with imagining Jesus' breakfast on the beach with his disciples. Now, I was given this book 6 years ago from a friend who loves to eat and would often have me to her home. Heidi, thank you for this book. If you don't have this book, go out and order it. Get your phones out, do it. So good, because it brings together spirit and food and presence of God. Well, Sundays and Seasons, our resource for preachers, says this about Shauna's book. Quote, the author explores intersections of food and sacred connections with God and one another. As in today's gospel, Jesus is often feeding people with simple things that nourish the body and the soul. Fish and bread and wine become tangible signs of God's grace. Unquote. And then the author, Nyquist, herself writes in her book, quote, the impulse to feed is innate. Food is the language of care, the thing we do when traditional language can fail us, when we don't know what to say. Unquote. Jesus uses an ordinary fish fry
to prepare the disciples to hear what they might otherwise not understand, what loving God has to do with how they live the rest of their lives. Not for salvation's sake, no, God through Jesus is taking care of that, but for the sake of the world that God loves. Jesus' impulse as resurrected witness of God's love is to feed all people with what they need, forgiveness and life and hearts full of love for others. Jesus' impulse as resurrected witness of God's love is to feed all people his very self, bread of life, bread that nourishes the call to kindness and gentleness and compassion. For Kelly, who shared her story, and for all who share stories of what they need. Jesus' impulse as resurrected witness of God's love is to invite what following Jesus means, care of lambs and sheep, the ones Jesus' impulse as lover of all people draws him to, the weak, the hungry, the sick, the imprisoned, the lonely, the downhearted, the lost. How about just the tired? Those lambs and sheep, and sometimes those lambs and sheep are us, right? You and me. Beloved hearers of the story of Jesus serving breakfast on the beach, may we take our bellies full of resurrected promises given to us at the font, and at the table, and in God's word, where we heard the story today of resurrected Jesus, and commit to what Jesus invites us to do. Tend and feed those who need to hear a kind and helpful word, those who might need a presence of compassion, those who need to see and hear Jesus through us by the faith we are gifted. Jesus is on the beach. This beach right here, see it? And beaches everywhere, calling us. May we be filled with the impulse of Jesus and commit to being ministers of care to one another. Let us pray. Resurrected Jesus, we hear you calling. Be our daily breakfast host and tender of sheep. Fill us with your impulse to love and to follow you. Amen.